And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Mark Markopoulos. The one constant in Orange County's handling of solid waste over the last 25 years is that at every major turn, we have somehow found a way to dig a deeper hole. In the early 90s, county leaders attempted to site a landfill on one of 15 gargantuan sites. Astoundingly, the commissioners refused to allow smaller site sizes by considering future waste reduction. In 1992, they claimed that there was no time to waste because the Eubanks Road landfill would be full by 1997. It actually closed 16 years later with a couple of years' capacity still available. In 1994, the commissioners gave up and called off the landfill search. Considering the solid waste issue to be a political sticker bush, commissioners avoided dealing with the fundamental question of where to dispose of our garbage for the next 7 election cycles. The injustice to the Rogers Road community and their responsibility to the county citizens were ignored as they vainly hoped that a new board would deal with it after the next election. With each passing year, the callous disregard for the Rogers Road community became more apparent and politically painful until 2009, when the commissioners voted to close the landfill in the summer of 2013. This required finding a place for the trash to go, so the commissioners tried to site a transfer station, which is not a big deal if it's sited in a logical place. In the great Orange County tradition of dealing with solid waste, the commissioners took 2 fundamentally flawed actions. Instead of identifying workable sites using local knowledge, they hired an out-of-town consultant as a political shield, and they put little effort into educating citizens about the actual minor impacts of a transfer station. The result was an ill-fated process, painfully considering several unsuitable sites. All the procrastination and failures of the 12 sets of county commissioners stretching over 25 years led us to where we are today. We are wasting over $1 million a year shipping our waste to 2 transfer stations in Durham County, where our trash changes trucks and heads out to 2 different landfills, each about 100 miles away. And it's not just the real money we are allowing to bleed out of our coffers. All the local governments in UNC have expressed a commitment to reduce our carbon footprint, yet we have garbage trucks driving all over central North Carolina, polluting the air and unnecessarily contributing to climate disruption. We've dug a hole so deep over the last 25 years that we cannot get out of it with one overarching solution, but we can take the first obvious logical step and site our own transfer station. There is a perfect site next to the Chapel Hill Operations Center on Millhouse Road. It's next to the urban area that generates the lion's share of the waste, and it's next to the interstate. The site is a mile from the Rogers Road neighborhood and clearly beyond the impact zone for what is in reality a low-impact facility. I visited the transfer station in Durham. Beyond a third of a mile, you don't even know it's there. Traffic can be diverted from Millhouse Road by building an access road on the edge of the Eubanks Park and Ride lot. The first step toward controlling our solid waste future would save those million-plus dollars a year and eliminate a huge percentage of highway time spent shuttling our trash to out-of-county transfer stations. Local governments need to buck up and get this done. It's too important to procrastinate on solid waste yet again. This is Mark Markopoulos.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.